Well, now to Missouri, where the state Supreme Court has assigned a state judge to take charge of all local cases in Ferguson following the resignation of a municipal court judge yesterday afternoon. Judge Ronald Brockmeyer announced his resignation a week after the Department of Justice issued that scathing report on the city's police and court practices. Jennifer Mann has been covering the story for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and she's with us now. And Jennifer, first of all, how is all this news going down today in and around St. Louis?
Well, it's created quite a stir. It's some pretty big news, and it's a fairly rare move for the Missouri Supreme Court to step in this manner and to transfer all of Ferguson's cases to another court. And I think the public is reacting favorably to it, seeing it as the court being receptive to the concerns that they voiced.
And concerns that were voiced very loudly in a report from the Department of Justice last week that had to do with practices that were going on there in the Ferguson court, and specifically with what was going on with Judge Ronald Brockmeyer, who resigned yesterday. Tell us again what exactly that report said about what Brockmeyer was doing.
Well, you know, it was a really scathing report that looked at both the police and court practices for discriminating against African Americans, and in particular with the court operations acting as a revenue generator for the municipality. Brockmeyer in particular was cited for using fines and fees to raise money for the city when in his role as judge he's supposed to be an impartial actor in that process.
Fines and fees that disproportionately targeted African Americans in the area. What has he said about his resignation? Does it appear that it was voluntary, and has he responded to the charges from the Justice Department report?
You know, he said it was voluntary, although I think he probably had some indications that the Missouri Supreme Court was going to act as it did. He indicated that he felt that it was the best thing to do to move Ferguson forward, given the, I think he saw himself as turning into a distraction in that effort. He also indicated that his family has received some death threats in recent days. So I think in addition to, you know, looking for what was best for Ferguson, he was concerned about his family.
And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, your paper, has reported that a Ferguson City Council member had actually raised concerns like this about Brockmeyer even before the Justice Department report. Why wasn't anything done before?
Well, and that gets to the whole revenue-generating aspect. I think in the report they point out that after those concerns were raised, the reason that they retained Brockmeyer is because they felt that he was it would be too much of a loss to the city's coffers if they were to let him go.
Meanwhile, Jennifer, last night, Brockmeyer also resigned his position as a prosecutor in Delwood, which is east of Ferguson, and the mayor there is taking the step of granting amnesty for all traffic tickets issued before April 11th, 2012.
Correct. I think just another signal to the public that they are listening, they are making some significant changes in these courts. That amnesty is something that a lot of courts have been doing, but usually only erasing the warrant on the ticket, not the underlying fines. And it sounds like what's different here is they are just erasing that entire backlog of tickets, which I think would go a long way towards helping the public, particularly that segment that has found themselves just saddled by these increasing fines and fees and tickets that go back decades.
So moving forward and going back to what we heard about what the Missouri Supreme Court has done, which is to reassign all of Ferguson's municipal court cases to the circuit court. Is that going to be enough, do you think, to restore confidence in the justice system there?
Well, I think one of the things that most people here have realized is that these issues are not contained to Ferguson. Ferguson isn't even close to one of the worst of the municipalities in terms of some of these practices and abuses. So I think there probably does need to be more done. That's the big question mark right now is what is going to be done. I know the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court indicated in her press release that they do plan to look further at these issues. So I think that's what everyone's going to be waiting for and interested in seeing what happens next.
That's Jennifer Mann, a reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks for having me.